We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest mixtape you'll find online. Mixed all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Last game at MSG, last game of the season. Knicks looking to clinch the fourth seed in the playoffs and home court advantage in the first round. And you figured against this shorthanded, a heavily shorthanded Celtics team, that this would be a walk in the park for the Knicks. But it was anything but that. The Knicks would take a 15-point lead going into the half and take a 17-point lead well into the fourth quarter. But this Celtics team, led by Tremont Waters, Carson Edwards, Taco Fall, and the Celtics Z League team, took it to the Knicks, 19-3 run, and come storming all the way back. But ultimately, the Knicks would find a way to muster up some defense and lock this thing away, man. Cardiac Knicks on a Sunday. Not great for your health, but we got it done. 96-92. Knicks get the job done. And close the season off with 41 wins. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP Ashley Moss in the building. Let me bring in Ashley here real quick. Cardiac Knicks, Ash. Cardiac Knicks. Yo, oh my God. I don't know, you call it a trap game. You could call it a letdown game, playing down in the competition. I don't know. How do you break this whole thing down?
It was a little bit of coasting. That happens. Anybody who has ever played basketball knows that sometimes when you've kind of already secured your position, you subconsciously just kind of coast. That's why if you see in a lot of playoff series, when a team is up, say, 3-1, that fourth game, or they're 3-0, that fourth game usually goes to the opposing team because you're just coasting. You're already in a mindset of on to the next one. So, I mean, I expected this game to be a little bit of that. And also, I say all the time about the Boston Celtics, I know people think that I'm crazy, but I say all the time that this team is a wild card because you can even see, even with their practice squad, there's still a lot of talent on this team. Obviously, there's been other issues that have kind of plagued their season between injuries and COVID. They got hit bad in the beginning of the season, and that kind of put a damper on things right from the start. But the team is a solid team. I think they're a well-coached team. It's just not been their year, so you can never count them out fully.
Yeah.
I do think the Knicks kind of were starting to realize that towards the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, and they kind of turned the Jets on as they should have. But yeah, this was a little
strange.
It was a little bit anxious, but we got the job done.
Strange.
And home court is ours.
Home court is ours. At the end of the day, home court is ours. They got a lot to clean up. It was just interesting because if you just take the fan reactions in the beginning of the game, because Boston was hanging in tough. You know, fans were kind of panicking a little bit and you know, just saying that we shouldn't overestimate this team. Then RJ starts picking it up. You know, give credit to him. Him and Noel had some nice sequences there to close the half. And I thought RJ really picked his game up. And with a 15-point lead, I'm like, all right, here we go. We can breathe a little bit. 17-point lead going into the fourth. I'm like, all right, things are looking good. And then these guys go on a 17-0 run, a 19-3 run. You had Burks turning the ball over, Julius turning the ball over, and Derrick Rose turning the ball over on three straight possessions. It was just crazy, man. But, you know, thankfully, Bullock knocked down a couple clutch buckets in the end. Noel, once again, asserting himself on the defensive end, blocking some shots, altering some shots. He's very important to this team, especially going into the playoffs. And, 96-92, we get the job done. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks postgame live presented by Manscaped. How's everybody feeling in the chat, man? Throw an emoji, throw something in the chat. Let us know how you're feeling. I had to clean off the sweat, man, and calm down for a second because yeah, I was screaming at the top of my lungs, Ash. Because you got to understand the PTSD of the 90s and Reggie and choking and all of this. I caught flashbacks.
Man, I was a baby, so.
Yeah, I caught flashbacks, man. I really thought they was going to choke this one, Ash. For real.
Yeah, this would have been a bad one to choke. You were playing the practice squad, essentially. Yeah. You know what I mean? This should have been an easy win, but nothing's easy with the New York Knicks, as we know. But I'm relieved. The fans are relieved. Home court advantage is huge.
Yeah.
Having that fourth seed, being in the actual playoffs, not the play-in, you have 4 to 5 days games of rest, days of rest, rather, which is going to be great for guys like Derrick Rose, Julius Randle, who have just been all systems a go since the start of the season, and, you know, for Derrick Rose when he joined the team somewhat in the middle of the season. So it's just going to be great. It's going to be necessary for all of these guys. And, you know, this is the matchup we wanted. We get Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're excited to hopefully go down to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
we just want an excuse to go to Magic City. That's okay.
We have.
And get the Lou Will special at Magic City. I know you're excited about that.
That lemon pepper. Let's go.
It's going to be great also for the fans. You know, I think that's the media and everybody loses track of that. And this is not only a huge moment for the team. This is a huge moment for New York Knicks fans. It's been 8 long years. But not only that, to be able to have home court advantage, the fans will be able to experience this. You know, 30% capacity. The tickets are going to sell like hotcakes. You already know that. But it's going to be an electric feeling in the city. It's going to be an electric feeling in the Garden. The fans deserve this. They deserve to be part of this, especially in the beginning of the season with the pandemic. You weren't even able to be in the arena and really experience as the Knicks were. You know, first getting into the swing of things. Now it's a different time. It's just going to be great. I look forward to being in New York, feeling the energy. I know everybody else is. And we here. We did it.
We here, baby.
We here.
And as you say, you know, the city is charged up. The city is electric. You know, I was out there earlier this week. Papa Left is out there on the streets right now. He was out there yesterday. He's out there getting footage and interviewing fans. And just the excitement is there. The energy is back. And it was just a great feeling, man. It was just a great feeling to be around the fans and seeing them happy to see where we are and where we came from. You know, I remember that season 8 years ago. Knicks tape season caught us by surprise. Even though Melo had taken us to the playoffs 3 straight years, that Knicks tape year, I was at that home opener against Miami, and we blew the doors off the Heat. And I was like, wow, this team might really have something. Even though it's the first game, I saw something with that team. And the team would ultimately win 54 games. And even though, you know, they weren't built to last, you know, a lot of those veterans broke down. Rasheed Wallace came and left. Kurt Thomas came and left. You know, Camby wasn't as effective. Kidd broke down. I still felt like, hey, we still got JR, Sixth Man of the Year, Shump, Melo. We could still build on top of this. And it was the exact opposite. They came crashing back. Just missed the playoffs. The Bargnani thing was a complete disaster. And then sprinkle in a couple of, you know, 17-win seasons. The year before we got RJ, we had the worst record in the league. Missed out on Zion. Didn't get KD, Kyrie. Everybody thought it was doom and gloom. And here we are, 41-31 to finish out a 72-game season, Ash. 40 wins in a 70-game season. It's impressive.
Listen. What a time, right?
Yeah.
And I know the chat's asking about capacity, so it's going to be 30% capacity allowed in the Garden. Unfortunately, you know, New York's not opening up until July in entirety. So because of, obviously, we're in May right now, the full capacity would not be allowed. So it's only 30%, but 30% is going to feel like 100% in the Garden. There are some other arenas, like down here in Miami, the capacity is a lot larger just because Miami's been open since, you know, the beginning of last year. They just didn't follow any of the rules. But New York is different. Some other teams are also different. Their capacity on some other teams is actually a lot lower. So New York is going to be at 30%. So the good thing, though, home court advantage, you have a lot of opportunity to hopefully secure some tickets for yourself. Yeah. But if not, watch parties throughout the city are going to be insane. The energy in the city, in the streets, is going to be insane. I know everybody wants to be in the Garden. Unfortunately, our amazing season is happening in the crappiest of years or span of time. But don't, you know, disallow that. Don't make that the reason you don't go out and celebrate in some capacity. It's an amazing time. Go ahead and do that, even if you're not in the Garden.
And especially in the backdrop of the pandemic, you know, just rebounding from that with the team also rebounding. You know, we went 9 months with no basketball. The Knicks didn't make it to the bubble. Yeah. So we won 21 games. Fizdale was fired. The whole of last year was a disaster. Miller made the most of it. You know, we got some good out of the Miller tenure, half a season. But, you know, to see this team kind of climb out of that as we're kind of climbing out of the pandemic, I think that also kind of boosts the spirits of the fan base. You know, it definitely has a lot to do with that.
I definitely want to ask you that because I had an interesting conversation I believe it was, was it with Sports Illustrated or with SNY? It was something before we actually started filming. It was just in a meeting that I had, and it was the comparison of this bubble scenario, right? You look at what happened in the bubble and how some teams performed beyond expectations and some teams just didn't do well. But the teams that performed beyond expectations, one of the reasons that people kind of came up with, all these analysts and things like that, were because you didn't have the stress of fans, whether your own fans or fans of the opposing team. You look at the Knicks, you know, in the beginning of the season, for a good chunk of it, before fans were starting to be able to trickle in and things like that into the Garden, the Knicks were just playing amongst teammates and coaches and obviously the opposing team. Yeah. Do you feel like that was kind of what this team needed, not having the pressure of the fans right in their space?
Yeah.
That kind of helped move them to where we are right now? Or do you feel like that's not a factor? Because I feel like it helped and it didn't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely helped. And I went back with Gilbert Arenas. You know, he commented on it, but he made it seem like it was all about that, that the fans weren't there. That's the only reason the Knicks were doing well, and I thought that was garbage. But for Julius, you know, I thought that definitely helped because last year the fans were very hard on him and he struggled, and he realized that. He owned up to it. So I thought that did help, not having the fans there in the beginning. But if you look at the second half, when the second half kicked off, we did get that 20% in. The Garden was very loud and very electric. You did hear the "ref, you suck" chants, and you heard everything. It wasn't a family show in the Garden. You know what I'm saying? But, but to see them persevere through the second half, knowing how tough the schedule was on paper, ripping off, I believe it was 9 in a row. I forgot how many they won in a row, that crazy run that they went on. Going on the West Coast and coming out of there even, I think it says a lot about the team. You know, I think it says a lot about the team, the character of the team. We come out of this season with a top five MVP candidate, a favorite for the MIP, a coach of the year candidate, a rookie of the year candidate. I mean, that's a sixth man of the year. You know, Rose should get some credit there. He might not win it. Clarkson had a better year. But, you know, to pull all of that out, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I was reading an article the other day that says that Derrick Rose should win it over Clarkson. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on, you know, what you're – again, those awards are so subjective to me.
Yeah.
They're so – maybe Sixth Man of the Year is not as subjective, but even that, it's how do you gauge who's more of a beneficial sixth man. Is the team that, you know, should be really, really good because of all the talent, or the team that has surpassed expectations because they technically shouldn't be as – It's so subjective, but either way you look at it, I mean, this has been, I hate to call it a Cinderella season because a Cinderella season would, like, mean that you were just the bottom of the barrel, but this has been a pleasant surprise, even for fans. I mean,
Big surprise.
The first show that I was on with you, we gave our predictions. All of us were way under.
Yeah, way under.
I think I maybe had the highest because I had us at 30 games, and that was me being optimistic.
I had 26.
Yeah, I had 30. I think I was the highest. I don't think anybody went above me. So this has surpassed even our expectations. And it's just, it's a team that we've always deserved. And it's taken us a very long time to get here. But we're here. And, the Hawks, they're in trouble for sure.
Yeah, we deserve it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Definitely going to touch on the Hawks series in a bit. We're going to get to the phones in a bit. But first, I want to shout out the Super Chats that have come in. And salute to CK2K. Couldn't make it today, but he'll be back with us later on. And obviously, as the playoffs kick off. Salute to Kenny Williams sends a Super Chat. He says, this Knick team reminds me of the 03-04 Pistons. Grit and grind. Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. says, CP and the SNY baddie, we are in the postseason. I got to read them verbatim, Ash. We need to do better on closing games. We cannot have this slackness in the postseason. Let's go. I definitely agree with that, especially sure. against this team. The thing is, Ash, is that, yes, you're not getting Peyton, which to close, and in crunch time, which the fans like, ooh. But you're not getting number six. Right, you're not getting number six to close.
Got it.
But the thing is with Burks is that he's an emergency point guard. And even though he's still going to do a better job, he's liable to mistakes. Not the best decision maker. But he's still going to be able to get you a bucket. Rose as well has to be able to take care of the ball. So those two had some almost costly turnovers at crunch time in the fourth quarter. In the playoffs, they got to tighten up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have to tighten up in terms of, losing these double-digit leads.
Yep.
I know I said that on Twitter, and somebody came at me crazy talking about, oh, you guys won't have to worry about that because you won't have any double-digit leads in the playoffs. Whatever.
No, it's not true. It's a game of runs.
Walk, yeah. Go scratch. I'm not even going to address that. But I am going to say that that is going to be something that you have to be careful of. The game changes, and I know a lot of people, try to use the regular season and say, well, we beat the Hawks this many times. None of that matters. After today, after we're done with this show, what we did in the regular season no longer matters. Who you beat, who you matched up well with, who you played against, none of that matters. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're starting a whole new season. The postseason is a whole new season, and you have to go and approach it like that.
Yep.
So you have to go ahead and learn from your mistakes and better those. You can't blow double-digit leads. Like we were saying yesterday, you got to get better on the board. You got to get better in your possessions, going to your second, third, fourth option, keeping possessions alive. You have to go ahead and make sure that ball movement is there because, listen, they're going to double-team Julius Randle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Randle is not able to put up as many points as he does or as he did in the regular season in the playoffs. They're going to double-team him. What is your plan B? What is your plan C? And also not falling for traps. Julius, you cannot get flustered. You cannot get frustrated. You're not going to get the calls. RJ's not going to get the calls. We know this. Do not fall for the trap. Just don't do it.
Got to keep your head in the game. Definitely got to keep your head in the game. And as it pertains to Julius, we got to hope that the offense can get back on track as well. They only dropped 96 points on the Z League Celtics team. Down in crunch time, as it was yesterday, I just don't like the heavy isolation plays, and that's where I'm going to rely on Burks and Rose as those closing point guards, and maybe RJ if he has a ball in his hands, to make plays for the rest of the team. Get Julius some easier buckets where he's not having to force it by himself. I also like to see them attacking the rim a little bit more. Julius included. They just haven't been doing that a lot, and especially in crunch time, you want to see them doing that, draw the foul and get some contact there. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys, for your squad. Before we get to the calls, I want to let you guys know that today's callers are sponsored by Smitty's Beard Essentials. Fellas, as you know, this is my go-to brand for beard products. Salute to Angie Watts, the CEO, and her husband, Richard. Richard's a diehard Knicks fan, so I talk to him a lot about the games. And what I like about Smitty's, number one, it's 100% vegan. So it's no dyes, no synthetic fragrances, no sulfates or anything like that. 100% natural products, certified vegan. And I love that. And, yeah, man, this is the package that I have here. You get the beard wash. Obviously, it'll wash that out, clean your beard up, get rid of the beard druff. And then you go with the oil. You throw the oil in there. It's going to get your skin moisturized, your follicles and everything like that. And then you finish it up with the beard butter. You finish it with the beard butter, give you a nice scent. This is a lavender and cedar wood. So it'll give you a nice scent there. And, have you cleaned up nice for the summertime, for the playoffs. When you guys go out for your playoff parties, man, get you some Smitty's Beard Essentials. And they're giving you guys 20% off on your order. So make sure you go to AngieWatts.com. You're going to click on the BA products and then enter promo code Knicks for 20% off. So definitely want to shout out Angie and Richard.
Listen, bearded Ash can use that. Remember in the photo? I was looking a little stiff.
So. Even Carlos Boozer joint needed some work, Ash.
Needed a little bit of work. I'm looking a little bit too sharpie.
Needed some work, man. All right, let's get to the phones. Will from LI is up with us. Will, it's been a minute, bro. Where you been, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Man, I got a new job, and then the new job kind of forces me to go to sleep early like a grandma, grandpa. But I've made it a philosophy to listen to the shows in the morning, and it's a great commute to work. So I catch every show. Never miss a show.
On the podcast, right? On the podcast. Make sure it's on podcast format.
Of course. All that.
Yep.
iTunes, all that. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Listen, man. I am officially here to apologize on the Will at the beginning of the season. This team has proved me dead wrong. All my takes are gone. Throw out all the takes. The Julius take, the Obi Toppin take, you know, the draft take, all of it. This team is special. I was 100 and 1,000,000% wrong about trying to downplay this team, not trying to push and see exactly what we can do. I never thought that this team would have gotten the 4 seed. Never in my wildest dreams. Yeah. I would have never thought it. And this team is so special. Just be able to walk around with my Knicks gear and everybody's, you know, pulling up comments. Oh, yeah, your Knicks are doing something. You know, I'm just like, it just feels good. And if nothing else, we can definitely take this away from the season, you know. But, you know, just going forward, looking into this Hawks series, I really think that Frank might be an X factor. I know you guys are going to touch on that later on, but I really think with Trae Young, our guard play is going to be pivotal. So we really got to see what we can do with our defense and everything. But overall, I just want to say that I'm super proud of this team. Love the work that you guys have been doing. You've been cooking Alex Kellerman and everything. Actually, I see you on SNY and CK2K, of course, you know, and everything like that. So also, before I let you guys go, I just want to send my condolences to Alex. I don't know if you guys saw the tweet, but, just like Jay Boogie always said, but, you know, everybody keep safe. You know, my condolences to Alex and everything. And you guys keep pushing it, man. And just let's get it, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Let's get to it.
Appreciate you, Will. Thank you. Good to hear from you, man. Be safe on the road, bro. That was Will from L.I. Yeah, man, it's a lot to be proud of the season, you know. And you know, back to the whole pandemic-impacted thing, I would think, Ash, that would have helped a lot of the bottom-feeding teams. You know what I mean? If you look at the standings in the East, right, like your top three is still the same three. In the West, you have a lot of the teams you expected to be up there. You know, if you had a full Lakers squad, a healthy Lakers squad, I think they would have been first in the West. You have your Dallas, you have your Portland.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think for some people, the pandemic season has been a disaster from an injury standpoint. Look at the Lakers, for example. But, you know, they also had the quickest turnaround. Them and the Miami Heat, they were the last two standing in the bubble. So they had the roughest start straight off the bat. I think that some teams actually feed off the energy of their home crowd. So it wasn't the best situation for them. It kind of didn't give them that extra push. But I think in terms of the Knicks, the reason that I think it worked so well was for two reasons. One, no crowd in the NBA is quite like a New York City crowd.
Yeah.
That is a crowd that's very, very tough to play in. They will boo you. They don't care if they were cheering you the day before. They will boo you if you're not playing well. Mm-hmm. And that's a pressure that a lot of teams don't have to deal with, because you go to Utah, you go to Portland, you go to some of the other teams, they're not as vocal as New York fans. So you don't really have to deal with their emotions and the chaos and the energy like you do in New York. So that is one. Also, this is a team, one of predominantly young guys, a new coach. They were still getting adjusted dealing with each other. So I think it gave them a quote-unquote safe environment to do so, right? You still have the eyes of the media, the fans on Twitter and things like that, but it's not in your face. It gave them almost like a bubble scenario to get acclimated, to get adjusted, to feel comfortable with each other. And then when the fans started trickling in, you were already in the mindset of, we know who we are, bring the fans in. And I think that's what has worked, especially for RJ Barrett, especially for Julius Randle. I mean, those two guys have flourished between having no fans and then having some fans. It's night and day for them.
Yeah, big time. And then on Will's point on Frank, I do think you should, or you would hope to see Frank against this Atlanta Hawks squad, because this Hawks squad is paced by their guards. It starts with Trae Young. You got to contend with Lou Will off the bench. You got Herder. You got Bogdanovich. You have I forget the other youngster's name off the bench. His name, let me pull his name up.
Reddish?
Not Reddish. What's this kid's name? I keep forgetting this kid's name.
Oh my gosh, I see his face.
Yeah.
I see his face. Hold on. Not Reddish. Holy crap, I see his face. What is his name?
I forgot the kid's name. But either way.
If you guys know his name, drop it in the chat, because I can see the man's face, but I cannot think of his name right now.
The young point guard. But, yeah, I think Frank's defense is definitely going to be valuable in this series. No doubt about it. And you know, the Knicks did sweep the Hawks in the season.
Hunter?
No, Hunter's a big. Hunter's a big. DeAndre Hunter's a big. We'll get his name. But either way, I think the point is that the Hawks guards are going to give us fits, especially Trae in the pick and roll. We're going to have to deal with him.
Collins.
No, Collins is a big.
Capella.
Capella's a big. No.
I'm running out of names.
Goodwin. That's it.
Goodwin.
Jason actually in the chat. Goodwin, yes. Goodwin. Brandon Goodwin. So, yeah, they got a lot of firepower, especially Lou Will, you know, off the bench. That's big for them. So we're going to get tested. No question about it. We're going to get tested. Obviously, you got to contend with Capella, who dominated the Knicks in their last matchup. Nerlens is going to have to be patient. He's going to have to be steady on the boards. We're going to have to rebound as a collective between Nerlens, Julius, RJ, you know, Taj, OB if he gets in those minutes. You know, those guys are going to have to be on the boards, man, because Capella is an absolute monster, and the Knicks have to be careful with him. Definitely have to be careful with him. So this is a dangerous matchup, no doubt about it. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Kenny Williams sends a super chat again. He says, Peyton playing like he about to get the pink slip.
I mean.
Yeah. It's hard out here. And Macri asked Tibbs during the pregame if he was considering shortening the rotation for the playoffs. And Tibbs said everything's on the table. So we'll see who that impacts. Does that impact Obi? Does it impact Peyton? I think it'll definitely impact Peyton. I think it'll definitely impact Peyton. You know, the guys you can be sure that are going to get into this rotation, obviously, it's a starting five. Peyton is still going to start. I don't think they all starting lineup. Peyton is still going to start. He just won't finish. I think Taj will definitely get minutes. He has to. You have Rose. Burks quickly will definitely get in. And then I think that fifth, I think that goes, you know, it'll be Frank Obi. That's for 10. I think it'll be Frank Obi for 10.
And I know that people are asking about Mitch. I mean, last that I heard was that he was clear to kind of start doing practices and scrimmages like that within the team. But it's also, you know, he has to go through conditioning. He has to go through the motions of getting back on the court. That could take anywhere between, you know, a couple of days to a week. I mean, it depends. Weeks, I mean, I don't really know what the standing is on that or what the realistic possibility of him being back for some playoff games will be. I think, you know, that all depends on his individual development and how ready he is once he starts getting into conditioning and things like that. I mean, luckily you have roughly a week, you know, not a week, but like 4 or 5 days to kind of see where he is, gauge it. Maybe you can get him ready for game 3, game 4, game 5. I don't know.
Yeah.
That you don't want to rush him, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if you're going to get Mitch for this series. They certainly don't want to rush him, especially on a foot injury. Tibbs said he still has to clear some hurdles in terms of 5-on-5 and those type of contact drills. So we got to, you know, wait and see for Mitch. Got to wait and see for Mitch. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We're going to get to King Deej on the Discord, so King Deej, get ready. Before that, I want to shout out Flow Hypnotic sends a super chat. He says, wasn't pretty, but we got it done. D Butters says, let's go. We have a week to game plan for Young and Capella. It's going to be a tough series. Let's stay away from the ISO on the weak side with Julius. XDC says, great season, guys. Keep up the great work. And shout out to Mark Boussajour. Great win. Got too close at the end there, but I chalk it up to fatigue on the second night of a back-to-back. But we secured fourth NY Grits, like Ashley said. And speaking of NY Grits, Dave, let's get a sign-up form going. We got to do a giveaway today because we got the NY Grits T-shirts ready to drop. So, Dave, let's do a giveaway today and get one of the fans that, one of those, to celebrate the end of the season. 4 seed and 40 wins. All right, to the Discord we go. King Deej.
Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Ashley, the sis is in the building. CP, I hit you up last night. I said, let's talk about the 4 seed. You said, I already did. You said, and then I had to go check again. I was like, oh, he did.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It happened in real life, baby. I'm more than hype. I'm hype. If you hype, hit that thumbs up. Drop a thumbs up in the chat. I'm trying to be on my preacher flow right now. Shout out to the OG. I mean, I hope everything's good with his family, but I'm going to just talk matchups. I'm not even talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the matchup right now. Who would have thought I would say, hey, I need to see Frank over Peyton. But Peyton, you could only get 10 minutes in this series, bro.
Yeah.
Rebounding
yeah.
is key. Rebounding is key in yeah. this series, and I'm so upset that Mitch is not. He might be back. I hope he is, because rebounding is key to the way that the Hawks play. They get a lot of second-chance points due to that man CC in the paint. We got to box out. We got to make him work for every rebound, man.
Everything.
As far as stopping Trae Young, hey, Trae Young's going to get his. Frank, you up, buddy? You want to stay here? This is the way you stay here, buddy, because
yeah.
your name is definitely going to be called. Julius, I need you to be ready for these double teams, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to double team you because there's nobody on that other side of the team, that Atlanta Hawks squad, that could virtually guard you, bro.
Yeah.
There's nobody. JC can't guard you. And if Hunter and Cam Reddish is coming back, guess what? They're not good enough. There's no way. They missed almost the whole season. There's no
right.
way they could check you. RJ, make your name, bro. You feel disrespected? This is when you make your name, bro. Because guess what? Zion's not in the playoffs yet. Ja Morant might make it, but I doubt he's going to beat Steph Curry in a series
yeah.
for game one. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you make your name, man. Coach of the year should automatically go to Tibbs. They're probably not going to get it because Phoenix and Utah just ran it up.
Mm-hmm.
Same way Ash is feeling about Clarkson, I feel the same way. I'm not going to try to stay long. I'm trying to run through everything. I'm so hyped.
Talk that talk, bro. You good, bro.
Yeah, man, we here, man. Yo, CP, we here, bro. We missed it for almost a decade plus.
Yeah.
Last time we was here, I was a college freshman. I'm hyped.
Let's go for
game one next weekend. I'm glad that it's next weekend because I'm glad. One thing about this play-in thing, man, the best part about it is we get a whole week off. So,
yeah,
D-Rose, yeah. you played a little sloppy today and the other game, but I think it's more about your health, bro. You gave us your all in that Lakers game. Take this week off. Get right. Julius, get right. Be mentally ready for the warfare of double-teaming, bro. Get ready for that.
Yeah.
And I expect Coach to put us in. Listen, this is a battle of coaching. No disrespect. Tibbs is a great coach, but so is Nate McMillan, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on Atlanta. Nate McMillan runs it up. Them
sure.
Indiana teams and Portland teams, they was good because of him.
Yeah.
So just be ready for that. I'm hyped. I told y'all already I'm there for game one. I don't care what the price is. I'm hyped. My whole check is going to that game one in the Garden. And that's all I'm going to say. So
salute.
If you with me, you with me. And whoever's not with us, then they're going to go down, man. This is year one. I'm out.
Let's go. Throw a 5 in the chat for King Deej coming in hot.
I guess it hasn't come out yet, though,
yeah.
So I'm wondering, would the Knicks play off, he said a week, but would the Knicks start the 22nd or the 23rd? Like, what is the scheduling in terms of, you know, who plays the first day? Because technically the play-in's from the 18th to the 21st.
Yeah, 22nd is the first day, Saturday. I mean, I would think, I'm not a ratings expert, but I would think from a New York standpoint, they would give us one of the first games on Sunday, on the 23rd, I would think.
Oh,
I don't
Sunday.
Yeah, I would think they would kick off the Sunday when more people are at home watching the game. Started off in New York, you know, like back in the day, those NBC triple headers and whatnot. I think they would do that.
I think you would. I think Sat, if I remember, I mean, this is, you know, where working in TV works. If I remember last playoffs, they did, like, the top seeds and the bottom seeds the first day of the, like, when the playoffs opened, because mm-hmm. that was such a dramatic difference. And then Sunday were the teams that were more, like,
fives.
Evenly, yeah, more, yeah. like, evenly leveled. That was, like, the four and the five or the three and the two, like, you know, whatever yeah. the system
three,
is.
Six.
It was those that went on Sunday. So yeah. hopefully they keep that same format, because I think a Sunday in the Garden for that would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah. I think they would kick it off with us and the Hawks Sunday matinee game. But we'll see what happens. Starts on the 22nd. And we'll see if we have something to play for, if we do play on the 23rd. Because the way you kind of outlined it kind of makes sense. So let's see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up on the Free Squad. We got the Rhyme Animal in the chat. Ash checking in from Mexico. Does not miss a show. Chuck said he's got the Fire Stick down there, so I think he was able to catch the game. I didn't see his comment on it, but I did see that he has the Fire Stick. So I hope, Chuck, you were able to catch this. Cardiac affair once again.
Chuck, where was my invite to Mexico?
Yeah,
I need
man.
To work on my tan.
The Rhyme Animal Chuck D was down in Mexico doing the damn thing. So shout out to Chuck. I want to shout out Rags Morales, as sent a super chat. He says, he doesn't send much greetings to Peyton. That's all I'll say. I won't repeat the words, but shout out to Rags Morales once Peyton up out of there. And salute NZ Richie checking in from New Zealand. Sends us a New Zealand super chat. He says, I can't believe we made the fourth seed. I'm so happy for the Knicks and the fans. I'm getting wrecked at 8 a.m. in New Zealand. Salute CP at Ash. So salute NZ Richie. Definitely appreciate you supporting us all year long, no matter the time, day game, night game. NZ Richie's always with us. So he's getting after it right now, 8 o'clock in the morning down in New Zealand. Salute to everybody else in the Asia Pacific region that rocks with us, man. Philippines, Australia, Japan, wherever you guys are at, we definitely appreciate it. Okay, let's get back to the phones. NZ Richie's getting after it. Let's go. All right, let's go. OG Dan from Long Island, you up next. Dan, how you feeling, bro?
What is good, CP?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, first of all, everybody support all the sponsors who sponsor, this particular show, because not only do we want to support those sponsors, we want to encourage other sponsors to get on down with the team, right, CP? I mean,
that's a fact.
Let's be candid. This thing is blowing up.
That's a
you
fact.
You can get a cheaper rate with CP if you get it now, man. Get it now.
get
because
it
next
now.
Gonna be the both prices going through the roof.
That's a fact.
But
that
anyway,
fact.
Listen, CP, I get it. I understand that today wasn't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't criticize these kids today, man, because let's be candid, man. When I was jumping out the window in December talking about playoffs, I was considering the players like games playoffs.
Yeah, me too.
I cannot believe we are the four seed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I hope all the fans should be. You know, I'm not looking forward to watching Trae Young every time he gets touched, throwing poles at the rim and getting, you know, 3-point foul shots. I really hope that the team calls the NBA front office and make sure that you have to look it up for that nonsense.
Yeah.
Because people laugh about that, but my man's good for four or five of those a night.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
oh, yeah.
You know, they can't be going for that, you know what I'm saying? And listen, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there were a lot of criticisms of Tibbs, let's be candid. Throughout the year he plays the vets, he runs people into the ground. Maybe that's true, but he has reset the culture. Right? People talk about culture. He's reset the culture. It's exciting in the Garden again. It was an amazing year. Yeah, we want more next week, but at least for today, man,
yeah.
I'm just enjoying it. Let me tell you, my kids got me 4 years ago a Clyde Frazier jersey, a Mitchell and Ness Clyde Frazier jersey. I said, I'm not wearing this till we're in the playoffs. That thing's in the back of the closet for 4 years, son, but it'll be on when I watch it next week, whether that's Saturday or Sunday, whenever it is. Listen, you guys keep it up. The CP, you deserve mad credit. I always say it, but you do. You're forward thinking. You saw a gap in coverage out there with the media. You're giving the fans what they want. And I really do wish you and your whole team continued success.
Appreciate that.
you were there when other people weren't, man. All right, so you keep up the good work, and let's go. Let's go, New York.
Appreciate
I'll talk
it,
to you soon, bro.
Yeah,
take
man.
Care,
thank you very much, man. Dan, the OG Dan from LI, been rocking with us for a long time, man. Came with us to last year's opening night kickoff. We had the suites, two suites popping at MSG, and Dan came through with his family, man. So definitely appreciate Dan for supporting on a nightly basis, man. Can't thank him enough. So definitely appreciate that. Couple more super chats have come in. And salute to LaShawn Paul, my cousin in the building. He says, great season. He's ready for the playoffs. So salute to my guy, Lash. What's good, bro? Shout out to KF101. Q-Tip is in the building. Sends a super chat. He says, a 40-piece for the fourth seed. We're playing competitive ball at the right time. Can't sleep on a loaded Hawk team, but the Knicks movie is real. Let's go. Great job, guys. Queen Ash holds down the hate on Twitter. I see you. So salute to Q-Tip. Definitely appreciate that. Appreciate the support. And, yeah, man, appreciate everybody for rocking with us for sure. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new so we can shout you guys out. And back to the phones we go. Let's go to Howard from New Haven. Howard, how you feeling?
Yo, what's up, C? What up, Ash? Hi. Hey, listen, man, I'm calling up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You know, Tremont Waters played with Boston. That's me. He right here in my hometown.
Okay.
And I also, you know, back in the day, Sly Williams. So, you know, New Haven was always the mecca, too, of basketball. You know, New York cats come down and play. Mm-hmm. But real quickly, man, I just think we just need to make sure we're a little bit sharp, moving our feet a little bit on that defense, you know, because we had the last couple of games where we should have just really just blew teams out. We got to set a statement, you know. I know we talk about the young cats being young, but when you come to New York mecca basketball, man, you got to be ready. You know, everybody play. Everybody know how New York is. If you go 10, 15, 20 years old, it's hard grind. You got to come in. You got to play hard. So I only thing I think, like J.R., Noel, Randall, maybe Bullock or missing somebody else, you can't have them on the same court because those are when we're up by 10 or 15 points, and they're a little bit slow on their feet. And Atlanta's going to come fast. They like to run. They know how New York is. And then, you know, certain people got to be on the court so we get some defense. And Randall definitely, he just can't force none. He just got to look for other players. Like I said earlier, we got to swing that ball.
Swing
and
that
then
rock.
We get everybody. Everybody got to get involved, you know?
Sure.
And that's definitely we got to bring IQ on the court because he's like the hype man. When the season started, man, he was like our hype man. You know, New York always have a hype man, and we need that, you know? So I'm looking for them to kind of like sharpen that defense up. We can't play around going in post, or we're going to be laughing stock again. You know what I mean? And I've been going with the Knicks. I'm going back 20, 30 years when I used to go in the Garden, and they used to have the doubleheaders on January, you know, Knicks and Lakers in Boston, you know? I come up there, sit up in the parks, and watch everybody play. So I'm just saying we just got to tighten up on that defense, that rotation guy. We got to keep somebody very grindy on that floor, and they got to be, you know, we need a general too, you know. We have to have a floor. New York always had a floor general, and we got to have somebody say, Randall, you can't force it. Kick it back out to me. Hey, let's swing it around. You know, I know you want to be the MVP. You want to be the man, but New York basketball, we swing. We swing, and we always have a floor general. Walt Frazier, Monroe, all them cats, Mark Jackson.
Absolutely, man. They directed. And appreciate the call, bro. And I think for Julius, man, he's going to have some fits with John Collins. You know, I think Julius has his advantages over Collins, but Julius can't slack off because that boy John Collins will let it fly. You know, he's going to attack the glass. He's going to get on the offensive glass, and he's a good three-point shooter as well. So Knicks are definitely going to have their hands full with this team, no doubt about it. No question. All right, let's salute some people in the chat. Seeing a couple of hashtag news. I'm seeing a couple hashtag ATCQ in the chat repping for Q-Tip. So shout out to Q-Tip once again for sending a super chat with a hashtag news. Salute to Carlos Garcia. What's going on? He says hashtag new, but I'm old school. Salute to Alan C. What's going on? Appreciate that. Who else we got? Nick Fury in here. C. Marshall, how you feeling? Ash, who you want to shout out in the chat today?
First of all, shout out to all the real Knicks fans in the building. New York, we here. Let's see, who else do we have in the building tonight? I'm just going to shout out random names. I'm going to shout out starting with Nick Fury. Linden represents. Okay, we got someone else in here. Everyone's giving fives to the Paul. They appreciate that. Somebody said that I look like Vanessa Bryant. Thank you. I will take that. She's absolutely stunning. Her speech was incredible. I don't know how many of you guys caught that. Shout out to Q-Tip in the building. Shout out to Bricks Nation. We don't get it if there's no prolonged suffering. Shout out to all my diehards. Yeah. We deserve this. That is true. Shout out to Goat Simp in the building, Tampa in the building, Brooklyn in the building, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, Manhattan, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, the whole tri-state, the DMV, Miami, wherever you're from. I appreciate you guys rocking with us. Almost 2,000 of you in the chat. New York, we here.
We definitely are here. Salute to NY Sports Guy sends a super chat. Why don't you become a Nets fan is what he was asked. He said, you're from Brooklyn. He said, because I knew times like this would be way more fulfilling. Hashtag loyalty gang. Hashtag Q's Meek Mill intro. No doubt. Yeah, man, stay loyal. And yeah, that's what it's all about, man. You go through these tough times. It's been, for the better part of 20 years, this team has been terrible. You had a good Knicks tape team, couple of decent teams under the Melo era, but for the most part, it's been bad. So when you go through those tough times, and now you're sitting here at the fourth seed, the team accomplished a lot. It means a lot more than just jumping on a bandwagon and supporting a team. But yeah, the Nets are likely, championship contenders and could very well win it all, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? I think the Knicks' story and their ascent, their success, means a lot more to people just in their everyday life. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I remember when the Nets first got to Brooklyn. That was what, 2014?
20? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember if you go back, I have tweets saying the Knicks better than the Nets, and that was when we were, on the verge of going into that drought. So, mm-hmm. I mean, look, I get what Brooklyn was trying to do. I get what Jay-Z was trying to do, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
not today.
It's not going to happen.
Not today.
I mean, I get it. Shout out to all the TikTokers and the Gen Zers and, the corporate hedge fund guys. I'm glad you have a team you can believe in, you can get behind.
Yeah.
But the real New Yorkers don't rep that. The real New Yorkers rep orange and blue. But I'm happy for you. You guys have, a cheaper alternative to the Garden that you can sit courtside at. I get it. Sometimes, everyone can't afford a ticket to the Garden. It's okay. Brooklyn's available. Just, stay over there. Make sure you stay over there when we win our chip. That's all I'm saying.
And even with the fans at MSG, I was talking to one of my guys. He works in one of the suites there. And a couple other people, even Anthony MSG, said the vibe, the reason it's so loud, even with the 2,000, is because you don't have all the suits and the execs, filling up a lot of the front row and the suites and everything like that. No disrespect to them. Everybody's welcome at the Garden. But it's the true orange and blue fans that are in there that's really loud every game, man. Every game you could literally hear everybody in there, and the excitement was just electric. So
I remember I had to work a game at the Barclays once. And one, first of all, the noise for people who are unfamiliar, whether they're in New York or they're Knicks fans in other areas, the reason the Nets sound so loud is because they pump that stupid crowd noise and that Brooklyn song through the speakers. Like, it's not real people. Just want to put that out there. That's not real people that you're hearing. And two, you're absolutely right. Guys that walk in there, fans that walk in there in suits, they're coming. It's a totally different vibe. Like, it's not real. It's almost like a simulation, if you will, of what a basketball game is supposed to be. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just a weird environment.
Gilbert Arenas tried to say that the Garden was pumping in crowd noise. I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
No. We've been at the Garden together. There was no crowd noise. That's
ever.
Actually real New York.
Ever. Like, no, bro. No, there's no pumped-in crowd noise saying, ref, you suck. No. That's my man from the Bronx in the upper deck, and you can hear him all the way down on the court. No, those are real people there. There's no pumped-up crowd noise in the Garden. Not a chance.
Yeah, facts. It's not happening.
Yeah. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs-up button for your squad. Let's get back to the phones. All right, back here we go. Let's go to Les. Les, Uptown Harlem World. What's going on, Les? How you doing?
What's going on, CP? What's going on, Ash?
How you doing, bro? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm telling you right now. Listen to me. Listen to me closely.
Yeah.
It's about to get lit in names doing. Listen to me closely. The Knicks fans that have not witnessed the last 8 years, the aura Everybody talk about Yankee Stadium, but the aura at the Garden, the crowd noise,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be magnified. You're going to have hair picking up on your arm. I'm telling you, it's about to be lit up in the Garden. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm excited for Nick. I'm excited for the fan base. I'm excited for the city. I'm rocking orange and blue. Hey, all day. We here. We ain't going nowhere. We here.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's talk that talk. And I'm glad Les bounced back, man, because we didn't know if Les was going to be joining us. He kicked off his debut on Knicks Fan TV, snoring on the couch. And he bounced back in a major way, Ash. Major way. So Les has come with that energy today. It's a matinee game. I think he's a nighttime worker or something like that. So shout out to Les for bringing that energy, man. Appreciate you, bro. All right, let's go rapid fire calls. We heard from Howard from New Haven. Let's go to Scrooge. Scrooge from Brooklyn. What's good, bro?
What's going on, bro? What's going on, Ashley?
How you doing, man?
Hi.
What's going on, man? What's going on? I just want to say, man, this is a great year. Finish out the year strong on a 3-game winning streak at that. It's going to be a tough series with the Hawks, man. It's going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
We got to play strong. We got to play solid. Honestly, I kind of like them doubling Randall. Sick kick out, to get the shooters involved. Honestly, every time it works out. If he know when he plays, take his time and just look for the shooter, it'll be good. And listen, I know they're gonna start offered, but I wish he wouldn't. And you know what I'm saying, possibly kind of switch it off with Frank.
Yeah.
For the same minutes, like kind of because Alfred is. I can't wait. So because I'm tired of that him going to the back cage. So it's gonna be over soon. So it's almost over for him.
A couple more games,
he's out of here. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But RJ, on his second year, everything going up, his points, rebounds, just developing, and just getting better as a player.
Because
everybody was talking when he got drafted third, Zion and Morant. He fourth seed right now. Zion is not even in the picture.
Right.
Morant is fighting for eighth spot right now. So it's like everybody that was talking about him, you know what I'm saying, and bringing him down and trying to, you know, play my boy. Look what he had now, fourth seed. So.
True.
Let's pick him up, you know, on that note for the end of the season, you know. Randall, most improved player, he gained all that. That's hands down. I don't think that's hands down from a long time ago. We already knew he was getting that. You know what I'm saying? So just pick it up the Knicks, man. They're playing hard and gritty.
Yeah, man.
And now they get some rest so we could get ready for the Hawks boys.
It's going to be a nice week off, man. Appreciate the call, Scrooge. And one of the things, you know, that I'd always talked about with RJ in particular – just from year to year after he struggled in his rookie year was getting his free throw percentage up and getting his three-pointers up. And I said if he got those up, he was averaging 14 last year. I said he got to 17 this year. He's at 17.5. He's at 17.5, shooting 40%. He got up to 40% from three and 74.6 from the free throw line. I shot for 75, Ash, and there he is. Shout out to RJ, Broadway Barrett, the Nine God.
For sure. And I tweeted this too, because I love the fact that there are some fans who come at me for my support or my appreciation for another basketball team that is one of our rivals. But, you know, I've made it no secret that this team has gave me my first opportunity in sports. It's the reason I'm sitting here with you. So for that, I will always be eternally grateful. Those are the same people who every time RJ has a bad game is ready to dump him. Those are the same people that wanted to dump RJ, that wanted to dump Julius Randle at the beginning of the season, but they're quick to come at me for my indebtedness, if you will, to a team that gave me a job, yet they're quick to throw away our players at the drop of a dime. So don't come for me. Don't throw stones from glass houses. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying.
Big up to RJ, man. Big up to RJ. And, you know, like I said, stories abound. Because, look at where he came from. He started the preseason. He was hot from three. Regular season game, that opener against the Pacers, he was okay. And then he fell off a cliff. And, I remember that game against the Raptors New Year's Eve when we got washed in Tampa. RJ shot the whole team was terrible. It was just terrible. And you had fans calling in like, get him out of here. He's not going to be that guy. This, that, and the third. Just, it was a funeral New Year's Eve. Mm. And look how he's bounced back.
RJ is definitely one of those players, I think, who has benefited this season from the lack of fans. You know, the fans are extremely hard. Like I said, in New York, and I think RJ, being so young, one, is as much as you are, you know, in your mind, you try to rise above it, it affects you, especially when you're young. You're still trying to go ahead and, you know, figure out who you are as a player, right? So you have the additional smoke, if you will, from the fans when you're not playing well, when you're still trying to figure yourself out. I think RJ's been one of those players who, in addition to what he has done in the offseason, being in the gym three times a day, things like that, I think he really benefited from kind of having not having the fans in his space in the beginning of the season. And even now when you see he does have the bad games, I think because he's already starting to formulate who he is and his mindset, we say it all the time, he's able to just kind of narrow in. Look, I messed up in the first quarter. I messed up in the second. Now it's halftime, coming out different. Or even when he has a bad game, next game, I'm coming out different. And it's just, it never ceases to amaze me how mature he is and how he has that mentality for someone so young. And he's only going to get better.
He's mentally tough. Only gonna get better. He's mentally tough. No doubt about it. Mentally tough, man.
Yeah, Greg. He's mentally tough.
Yo, I heard everybody was going at Greg. He was
Greg
going for Greg.
Greg has been MIA since the Knicks have been doing well. He's been MIA since RJ has been doing better than the games he calls him mentally weak. So I don't know where Greg is. I don't know where he's hiding.
He seems to be in the
upside down. I'm not quite sure where he is.
Chat buried Greg for his blasphemy, man. They buried him for his blasphemy. How dare you, Greg? You know, shout out to Greg, man. He's like the new Fernando. He's like the number one hater of the channel. But it's all good. It's all good. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. The giveaway form is going up. We're going to give away the New York Grit tee. I'll throw that up on the screen shortly, but make sure you guys are signing up for that. Here's an interesting stat, though. The Knicks have drained. Since February 25th, right, that was when the fans were allowed back at the arena, especially at MSG. Knicks have been 41% from three since that date. And the offense has been on an uptick since the fans came back. And so, you know, it's hard to say. I'm not sure if you could draw a direct correlation to people being in there, people being out. These are professional basketball players, right? When they go on the road, they're getting booed. Yes, when they come here, this is a unique circumstance. You're going to get booed when you're not playing hard. But I think if you're mentally tough, if you're built differently, you can withstand that. And I think that's the essence of playing in New York, whether it's the Knicks, Yankees, Giants, Jets, whatever it is, whoever it is. You have to have that mental toughness to withstand it. And that is why the people that get celebrated in this town a lot of the times aren't the most talented or the stars. You know, this is why when A-Rod came here, he had to earn his respect. He really didn't earn his respect until they won the championship in 2007, I forgot, whatever. And he was on roids, but whatever, we take that. We needed that championship. But I say that to say, you know, it was the mentally tough, the blue-collar guys that really, you know, survived him and are revered here. And I think RJ's built like that. He has that mental makeup. Julius is on his way. So
yeah,
definitely shout out to
them. And I think also with Julius, it's another thing where it's like it's just he took that bad season, he took it personal, you know what I mean? And I think sometimes these superstars or these guys who make a lot of money sometimes don't have that, they miss that factor. You know, sometimes they just kind of brush it off like, whatever, you know, I'll do better, you know, next time or whatever. Yeah. I'm still getting paid. Like, and then there are players who take that to heart and they take it personal. Like, if you read that Players Tribune article, Julius Randle took that personal. Like, he felt like he failed. And that's the difference maker in his season and his turnaround, is that he didn't just take it personal because it wasn't his best. He took it personal because he knew that the fans of New York were looking at him crazy. Like, this is supposed to be the guy that's supposed to help. Like, he took that personal, and that's been the difference maker in Julius Randle, because he wants to be in New York. He wants to retire in New York, Nick. He said it. And anything less than his best, he doesn't just take it as a failure for him as a player. He takes it as a failure for the people, for the fans of New York. And that's just such an incredible character trait to have in your leader.
For sure. For sure. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We're climbing up to 2,000 in the chat. almost there. Let's get those likes up. Let's get up to 1,000 likes before we do today's giveaway. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in and rocking with us. Some more super chats have come in. Shout out to Evergreen G. Sends a super chat. He says, new tape on the – oh, no, I read that one right. Sorry. But shout out to Evergreen G. Shout out to CL Kenrick. Says Summer School of Hard Blocks will be in session soon, conducted by Nerlens Noel. New York for Life 12 says, can Randall play for the Yankees? Asking for me. Yeah, Yankees are up and down,
real.
Man.
Yankees are stressing me out.
We need a leader. We need a leader on the Yankees, man. Cole is doing his thing. I mean, Cole is
an
absolute
beast. Never would I have guessed it would have been easier and less stressful to be a Mets fan. Mets fans are like ecstatic. They're having a great time. Like, the Yankees are really starting to get
Yanks struggling, man. Yanks struggling. Jose Fernandez in the building sends a super chat. He says, I'm excited. Let's go, Knicks. Beat the Hawks. We in here. Will from L.I. sends a super chat. Says, shout out to the amazing season. Frank may be the X factor in the Hawks season. Blood of the Panda sends a super chat. We know what he's going to say. I keep telling y'all that boy is coming. A summer behind Julius and Tibbs, and he's going to be an absolute beast next year. Hashtag Obi Avengers. Hashtag Free Obi. So salute to Blood of the Panda. Always throw. That might be Obi's pops or his family or something. He's always rock with Obi.
Hi, Obadiah Senior.
Yeah, man. So salute to Obi's pops on the burner account. Hey, we appreciate the support. Definitely appreciate the support. Who else we got in here? Let me get to, on the phones, let me get to Papa Left in the building. Papa Left has been out on the streets, vibing with the people. Papa Left, before we get to the game, how is the vibe outside, man?
The vibe, I don't know what it should have been like, but the anxiety of blowing that lead, that 15-0 run. And, bro, I guarantee you, for everybody listening, I would have died for all of my own sins for sending out that premature tweet of saying I'm going to take your takes on the season, clinching the fourth seed and playoffs, because as soon as I hit send on that tweet, I believe the Celtics went on a 15-0 run. So just from me to you, that will never happen again. The game isn't over until Rebecca Harlow's there. So that's when the win is secured.
True.
So, the fans poured out in bunches. They were fired up. We seem to be really obsessed with letting the Nets know how we feel, and I agree with that. I got you, brother. And, I'm outside. We just saw the players come out. I saw Norvell Pell. They confused him for Reggie Bullock because of the dreads, and I let them know that that's Norvell Pell. You know what I mean? So that was fire. We got some Knicks fan TV shout outs from Emmanuel Quickly.
Okay.
And definitely Noel was there with a family event. Noel was out there pushing a baby carriage. So Derek Rose was with his shades. RJ and Randall got in the limo together, so they're punch buggy red and orange on the way to wherever they're going, trying to make sure that we take care of the Hawks. So that was the reaction from live out here on 33rd. Where were we standing? We're on the corner of 31st and 7th.
Yeah, you buy the players.
You know what I mean? CP with the plug.
Yeah.
Before the game.
Yeah. No doubt, man. Yo, appreciate it.
You know, we used to wild out here before, and we used to curse out Lawrence Frank back in the Nate Robinson days. But guys were a little bit more tame. There was a lot of foreign influence. They were talking to Frank in French. They were talking to Frank out there. I believe he said, I need more minutes, and they were like, definitely. So,
love you.
Yeah, man. as far as the Hawks, you know what I mean? I feel like the Hawks team feels like they never got their chance to give the Knicks their best shot. Mm-hmm. They have a bit of a different team. The matchups that we saw, I would say throw them all away. You know what I mean? Because Mitch was in a few of those games. Trey was out. Bogdanovich was out of those teams. Lou Will was not on this team. So whatever you saw in that three-game sweep, I would throw it out the building. I think whoever thinks that this is an advantage Knicks, I think it's purely down the middle. It's a seven-game series from my point of view, and it's going to come down to, can we rebound against Capella? I feel confident honestly, I feel confident in our guards being able to give Trae Young enough of a problem to where he can't take over, and I don't trust his secondary options or his experience. So experience is cut right down the middle. It's not a matchup where we're going against the Heat or Bucks where they have an experience level. And also from a coaching perspective, I actually think this might be one of these series where we have a coaching advantage with Thibodeau. So relock in, refocus, and change the – change the expectations, change the goals. It would be a great, great statement. Like I said, we're making statements this year. So it would be a great statement to the NBA and to all the players and to the world for us to win this series. So definitely fired up for this playoff run.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, Papa Left. Papa Left is out there on the streets representing Knicks Fan TV. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy, Papa Left.
Your beat reporter.
The beat reporter, the KFTV
fan on
beat.
The street.
Fan on the street. We got the fan cams rocking, man. Hey, man, we getting coverage all around. So salute to everybody for holding us down. Salute to Darius, my camera guy out there on the streets. Angel Dave was out there yesterday. So everybody's just is just rocking with the movement, man. Definitely appreciate that. ATL coming to a city near you. We got to wrap up. We got to finalize the ATL plans. But all my next fans down in ATL, we will be down there as well. Doing the same thing, man, just vibing with the people. We'll probably do a watch event, a meet and greet, you know, be at the game and whatnot. So we know that Phillips Arena or State Farm Arena, it's now called, is a Madison Square Garden annex. So we know we're going to be heavy in there. Orange and blue will be heavy in there repping. And so definitely looking forward to that. All right, what else we got? Oh, my guy is my guy's been waiting on the Discord for a minute here. Let me get to my guy. Jalen Julius, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, CP and Ass?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm just hyped. We got the fourth seed, and we make it to the playoffs. Now, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I am 17 years old. I'm about to graduate high school.
Okay.
The last time I got in the playoffs, I was in third grade. I was in third grade, and all my classmates talk about me all through the years, talking about your niche never making the playoffs. But we're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now in the playoffs and the fourth seed. And now let me talk about this game.
Yeah.
Now, when I woke up this morning, and I saw that the Celtics was not playing Jaylen Brown, no Tatum, no Smart, no Tristan Kardashian, no any of them. I thought Payton was about to drop 20. You know, have a good game against some sorry teams like he always do.
Yeah.
He came out there looking like a straight bomb.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Turnover in the ball, can't score again, and blocked by Luke Kornet. You know it's over when you're getting blocked by Luke Kornet. Okay. So he's been doing all that trash this whole year, and he just made a statement today versus the Celtics. So during the playoffs, if Frank Ntilikina don't start over him, I know Frank Ntilikina's not – people might say Frank Ntilikina's not a good player. But at least I know when I have Frank on the floor, he can play some defense.
Yeah.
Payton was getting killed by a third-string point guard who might be in the G League next year. That's how bad he was playing.
Yeah, I know, man. And appreciate the call, Jalen, man. Definitely.
I appreciate the call. And I want to shout out Ari. Ari told me to shout him out in the chat, so I'll shout out Ari.
Okay.
All
right.
Shout out Ari. Don't use your spot.
I'm sorry, but I'm at Ari's side against you.
Oh, he said he's Team Ari.
Okay.
He's banging on him.
I was going to congratulate him for graduating high school and all that stuff, but you canceled. It's over. Get signed. Bye.
That came with the smoke.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
By the way, whatever. Ash, I'm Team Ari. Gotta go.
That's okay.
Shout out Jalen Julius, man. That was a great call. He ended well. I like that. It was a little witty, man.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Shout out Ari,
yo,
too.
Ari's out of control, yo.
I hope Ari's recovered, because yesterday he was...
How much did he pay him to say that?
Yeah,
I know.
He got Jalen doing his bidding. He got Jalen doing his bidding, man. Let's hear Tibbs on he's talking about playoffs here.
When you beat them three times, how much confidence you guys have knowing that you could beat this team?
That means nothing going into the playoffs. So the regular season is the regular season. When you play those games, there's a lot of things that go into it. There can be players out. There can be travel involved. And now you're at a zero base. You know how well they're playing. They've gotten a lot better as the season is going on. So we're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to play a 48-minute game.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Well, you know who you're playing, the Atlanta Hawks.
That is a fact, man. Yeah, as you said earlier, Ash, you know, playoffs, you reset everything. And as Tibbs said, you know, some plays were out, some plays, you know, traveling, feeling this way or that. Trae Young, you know, missed that third game against the Hawks. And they were, I don't, you know, you can't say whether they would have won or lost had he been there, but they were certainly trending that way. It was a tough matchup, man. So yeah. Things reset. Things are going to reset by next week.
For sure.
Absolutely, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
Yo, Ari's trying to antagonize me, is what he's trying to do.
What's this guy talking
he
about?
He says, Ashley's so pressed, everyone likes me more than her. LOL, that's forever. First of all,
Ari's got
sips. You don't
sips.
Want no smoke.
Ari's
with
got
fans
sips.
He's what's got he? One sip, and he's feeling like he's like, you
I
know,
mean,
Al Capone. Sit
I
down.
I mean, Ash, Ari been a fan favorite, you know, before you got here. He was one of the OGs. He was one of the OGs, Ash. I'm just calling
like
it down
Tom
the middle.
Says, love changes, season change, all that good stuff. We change it. All
listen,
right,
man.
We're good.
Yeah,
changes
yeah, both,
are happening.
Yeah, both
Ari,
my people. I can't get in the middle of this. Oh, that's all.
I'm just
objective.
Even Jordan had to retire eventually. I'm glad he enjoyed his run. You know what I mean? But the queen is here. So you can, if he's nice, I'll let him in the kingdom, you know, as the court jester or something. I'll give him a job.
Ari had to, you know, he earned his respect in the chat, Ash, over the years. You know, he was a goat one time. And he's earned his respect. Then Sergio came through, dragged him through the mud. They went at it for weeks and weeks. Battle of the Fans was on. And now Ari, you know, he's earned his status in the chat, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tough call. I can't take sides.
If Ari is nice to me, I'll let him, like I said, in the kingdom. I'll find a job for him. But he's got to come correct. Otherwise, he's banished.
All right, let's get to the phones. Let me hear from my guy Lamar from Austin, Texas in the building. Lamar, what's going on, bro? First time caller.
Yo, what's up, CP? What's good, man? Hello, Ash. How y'all doing?
What's good, bro?
You got to pardon me for a minute. I'm a little excited because I've never been on the show. I've been trying to call in. I could never get in. But, hey, I'm the biggest Knicks fan here in Texas, though.
No
but
doubt.
My home is originally New York, but okay. I've been out here for a long time. So I'm always repping the Knicks out here in Texas. Just want to let you guys know, always repping out here. But I'm just glad y'all took my call. Where do I start? Hey. CPS, everybody, you guys do a good job. I just discovered the channel maybe this year, so I didn't even know this existed. I'm
nice.
A, you know, big,
how,
big Knicks
how,
fan.
How did you find it, if you don't mind me asking? Were you just searching YouTube, or how did you find it?
Yeah, just on YouTube, just looking for, like, Knicks stuff, and then I just kind of came across it, and I was like, yo, this is dope. And then I just niched on to it. I subscribed, and
nice.
I've been on ever since, so... I just love it, man. I mean, for people that are like-minded, mixed people like myself and like you guys. So y'all do a great job, and I'm just glad I feel like I'm a part of something now that I way out here in Texas. You know, everything is Spurs, Rockets, and Mavericks, and I hate it. But they hate me, though, because I'm always repping New York gear on the streets. I'm like a little, like looking like Spike Lee, all Knicks gear out here. So, you know. That's me out here, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a New Yorker, though, too. But I just live out here. But
no
I've been out here in Texas for a while. But I love what you guys do. Thank you for taking my call. But this was a good game today, though. I'm just glad we clinched and got that fourth seed. And also, I go to Knicks games, too, because the closest NBA city to me, San Antonio. So I usually go see the Knicks and Spurs. And I'm glad I didn't go this year, though, because I think that was our worst loss of the year. And I'm glad we got payback to them at the Garden, because that was the Knicks' worst loss when the Knicks came to San Antonio. That was like they lost bad this year. That's, I think, their worst loss of the season was to the Spurs in San Antonio. So I'm glad we got payback against them.
Yeah. And it was a good comeback, man. Definitely a good comeback.
Oh, it was a great comeback. Yeah. Great comeback. Yeah. Just real quick, CP and Ash, how long has this show existed? I mean, because I just discovered it this year. So has it been for some years now?
June 22nd, 2017 was the first video on this channel. And appreciate the call, man. It was the first video on this channel. Went out to MSG for the draft. And we started with the fan cam. And it was the Frank draft. At that time, it was rumors that Phil was going to trade Porzingis. He was trying to get him to Phoenix for number six, you know, the snake. He was trying to get him to Phoenix for Devin Booker and the pick that would have been Josh Jackson. Or there was rumors that the Celtics wanted him. So it was crazy. So I just went out there, started interviewing fans about that and who they wanted in the draft. Nobody said Frank's name. And then after Frank got picked, we interviewed people again, and, you know, they were disappointed, to keep it real. But it was just that experience, you know, is what really launched Knicks Fan TV, and then ultimately started segueing into post-game recaps and then post-game live. And so channel is continuing to evolve. We got a lot of talented people here contributing, such as Ashley, CK. You know, you got Alex Rotaros, the Stratocaster. Jay Ellis definitely contributed, no doubt about it. We've had great guests over the years. All the former players that have come on. And we just continue to evolve, continuing to grow. Alan Hahn has been a frequent guest on the show, and he's coming back Tuesday, people, 6 p.m. Hahn Solo's coming through, so make sure you tune into that. It's going to be a crazy week next week as we prepare for this Knicks and Hawks series. But, yeah, that was basically the genesis of Knicks Fan TV. And, Lamar, definitely appreciate you joining. And you know, we give the call to action when this show starts. We say hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button, share these videos, and subscribe. And that's to let the algorithm know that Knicks Fan TV is number one show for the fans by the fans. And that's how people find it. And so it's the people that have carried this channel, the people that's going to continue to carry this channel forward, and we definitely appreciate everybody for supporting, definitely. All right, a couple more calls, Ash, before we wrap. I want to shout out Immortal Cuts, sends a super chat. He says, been a fan since before we drafted Cartwright. Been here for all the heartbreak. Hashtag Knicks forever. Hashtag we here. So shout out Immortal Cuts, wherever you guys are at. Definitely check out Immortal Cuts, man. And for those of you that have been watching Knicks Fan TV, throw the year in the chat that you've been watching KFTV, man. We started in the summer of 2017, but let us know what year you guys started tuning in. All right, a couple more calls. Let me get to, oh, my God, he's an original Ash Marshall from North Dakota. I bet you didn't know there was
Dakota.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know there was Knicks fans in North Dakota. Marshall is one of one. Marshall, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
It's a beautiful day. It's 80 degrees and the Knicks won today. I'm in a good mood.
Okay. No doubt, man. Happy for you, bro. Because I know the winners get brutal over there, man.
Yeah.
So it's glad to
hear. Yeah, they do.
Glad to hear, bro.
But I was just calling to say, you know, it was about, like, what, 2-3 years ago I started rummaging around on the internet trying to find Knicks, like, news and updates and other fan stuff. And then we were having these talks about Kevin Knox and Dolan and everything. I'm glad to see the team's finally coming together with that front office. And it's a culture change, and the whole team is vibing as a team. And I know a lot of us in the beginning were talking about this young squad and how we need to let them develop and stuff like that. And see, and this is what that product is of development, the hard work and a front office and a good coaching staff. And James Dolan not, you know, integrating or, you know, putting his hands in the team so much. You know, he's letting the team actually function as a team. And then So that was just my main thought, and I'm happy for today. And then just one little quick thing, and I'm out. New York Liberty, the Queens of New York, are 2-0. So everybody, you know, watch the New York Liberty. They're doing great this year. Sabrina Ionescu, I don't know how you say her last name, but drilled the first that three-pointer to win the first game.
Yep.
So the Liberty are hot. So, you know, shout out to them, and then go support the New York Liberty, please.
No doubt. No doubt. Salute to Marshall from North Dakota holding us down. Appreciate it, man. Marshall's one of the OG callers, man. Definitely appreciate Marshall. And throw your cities in the chat or throw a flag in the chat for where you guys are repping from. We got Marshall from North Dakota, Ash. But I just heard we got somebody from Japan waiting to check in. So we going all the way. We going to the land of the rising sun. Ash always looking to import her accents here. Okay.
It's not an accent. The police, I think that's how you say hello. And
no, it is.
And thank you. I think it's thank you and hello. Konnichiwa.
Well,
maybe it's just hello. I'll ask him when he gets
Let's
there.
Ask him. Raula, how you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. How you doing?
Ohayo gozaimasu.
Nice.
Hi.
What does that mean? Hopefully it means
that means good morning.
Okay, good morning.
How do you say hello?
Hello?
Yes, konnichiwa.
You don't really say hello, you just say konnichiwa.
Yeah.
Oh, then I was right. Konnichiwa. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you can say hajimemashite, which is like nice to meet you.
Nice.
Oh,
nice, man.
I hate
welcome, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just woke up. Nice. Every time I wake up, I hear the good news. Man.
Yeah, man, fourth seed in the East. How did you even become a Knicks fan?
Oh man, it's been a long ride. I think it's like fantasy football. I'm here. I just follow fantasy, all fantasy, NBA basketball,
nice.
And then from that, I just started following the team and we're hoping on Knox. We're hoping on Frank, and we keep on hoping on everybody. And finally, we got something.
Yeah.
So ecstatic.
Yeah, man. Oh man, that's dope. Checking it all the way from Japan. That's dope, man. So you didn't get to watch the game, I take it.
No, I didn't get to watch the game. No. But you guys remember me, right?
Yeah.
It's like almost 2 years ago, I keep on calling in.
Yeah, 100%, man. We see you in the chat all the time. We see that you drop super chats all the time. So we definitely appreciate you supporting Knicks Fan TV. How'd you even find Knicks Fan TV? Was it YouTube as well?
Yeah, it was YouTube. I was going to, like, what is it, Cold Take?
Yeah.
And they weren't giving me enough. So, yeah, I came across you, and you're awesome with your content and giving us updates and everything, even the fans. Talking to the, you know, your chats, it's awesome.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Raul. Well, we definitely appreciate you supporting us, man. Have a good morning. Eat your breakfast and whatnot, and we'll talk come playoff time, man.
Yeah, and to everybody, go Knicks, and it's a good thing we're not talking about any lottery picks or anyone coming in here. No more about potential.
Let's go. Let's
congratulations, Knicks Fan TV, and hi, Ash.
Hi.
Thank you. Sounded like a little simp in his voice, Ash. I don't know. In that last joint, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I ain't simping. I ain't simping.
Just a joke, Raleigh. Just a joke, man. All right, man. Take care.
I'll leave that to Angel.
Oh. No doubt, man. Take care. Raleigh got jokes, Ash. You got jokes. Oh man, that's hilarious,
I love
man.
It.
That's hilarious. Nah, that's love, though, man.
Leave that for Angel.
Yeah. No, that's love, man. That is definitely love. Just seeing all the people, you know, repping from around the world. We definitely appreciate that. You know, 100%. People checking in from all over Germany. We got a strong German contingent. The UK, France, Australia, New Zealand. As I said, Jamaica is always in here heavy. You know, all the islands in the Caribbean, Canada, obviously. So, yeah, man, this is a worldwide movement. Knicks Fan TV, for the fans, by the fans.
The chat said Goat Simp is international.
Yeah, it's international, man. Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. Paul Collins sends a super chat. He says, wanted to send love to Mike Breen for his Hall of Fame induction. Congrats to Mike. Yay. Thanks to CP and all at Knicks Fan TV people for all the content. Ash, did you watch the speeches yesterday?
I did. First of all, I mean, Vanessa Bryant is just so incredible.
Yeah.
Such beauty from her inside and out, honestly. She's just so remarkable, the way she has continued to carry Kobe's legacy. It's incredible. I mean, yeah. Another way I can describe it. She's absolutely phenomenal. It was great to see Jordan up there as well with her. Knowing, you know, we've always had these conversations of Kobe and Jordan and who, you know, the GOAT is and things like that. It was like a passing of a torch type of situation. It was just amazing to see. I thought Tim Duncan's speech was great as well. It was great to see Tony and Ginobili, mm-hmm. the only Spurs team that matters, if you ask me. He had a lot of love for Pop in his speech as well. And the new class was announced. You know, Chris Webber's going in.
Yeah,
Ben Wallace is going in. Paul Pierce is going in.
Yeah.
And one other person, Chris Bosh from the Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors is going in. So
yeah. Well deserved.
That's
going
to be a solid draft class as well.
Yeah.
Or Hall of Fame class as well.
All well deserved. I didn't catch the speeches yet. I'll catch it this week. Definitely want to see everybody's joints. I caught bits and pieces of KG's joints. I was a KG fan as well. The Kobe thing's just too sad for me, man. Like, I can't.
It was sad because he wasn't there, but it was beautiful the way it was done. You know, one of the things that I liked is when they put the jackets on the night before, their daughter, the oldest daughter, wore the jacket. But Vanessa, man, she's so
strong woman,
I mean, even when she was walking up stage, she got to the podium and the crowd was obviously looking at her with, you know, holding her breath, I guess, and just kind of waiting to see what the vibe would be. And she said, I'm okay. Okay. And she gave an incredible speech. And obviously it's sad that Kobe is not present to, you know, accept that. You know, the speech would have been filled with jokes and jabs at everybody.
Yeah.
But I think it's also beautiful to know that he has such an incredible family, incredible group of girls that were part of his life that's going to continue his legacy in every way that they possibly can. And I think that's what fans find comfort in.
Yeah. True story, man. Yeah, it was just hard for me to watch that, man. It's just the way, you know, things transpired. But, you know, shout out to his family. Shout out to Breen.
Yeah,
you know,
for
one
sure.
of our guys made it, and so, yeah, we'll definitely catch up on that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP Ashley Moss holding it down. Knicks survive and take the four seed 96-92 as we get ready for playoff basketball. Not play-in, playoff. Jay Boogie said he wanted top eight early this season. We got it. And defy the expectations, man. Remember, this show is also sponsored by Smitty's Beard Essentials. As I said, go to AngieWatts.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off. And this is my go-to beard product. You got the beard wash, the beard oil, and the beard butter. And, you know, all three of those products, you know, obviously it's going to keep your beard clean, get rid of all that beard drop, keep it shiny, moisturized, and just nice and healthy, man. So definitely make sure you guys are going there to support. Go to AngieWatts.com and enter promo code Knicks. And just to give you guys on the YouTube, when you are navigating the website, she put a quick and easy link for you. So as you go to AngieWatts.com and scroll down a little bit, boom, you see my man here with the beard. You click here for the beard care, and you're good to go. And as I said, you got the beard butter, you got the oil, the wash. They have the whole set. It comes with a nice travel bag. You could get the comb as well, T-shirts. So, definitely go to AngieWatts.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off.
And if you have a beard already, look, the playoffs are here. You're either going to be in the garden, you're going to be at, you know, the bars,
you gotta be fresh.
Restaurants, wherever. Yeah. You want a bag of New York baddie, New York Knicks baddie. The best way to do it is to have your beard on fleek because women like beards, and women who are Knicks fans are extremely loyal. But if your beard is looking crazy,
you don't stand
a chance.
Yeah.
So get that beard in motion before the playoffs go so you can go ahead and bag yourself a New York Knicks baddie. I'm putting you on game right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Knicks bring people together, man. You guys might find love out there for sure. You know? Let's go down to the AS. Let's go to Elijah from Atlanta. Elijah, how you doing?
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No doubt,
been,
man.
It's been a long wait.
No, so, yeah, sorry, man. You know, it's going to be fever pitch for the channel over these next couple of weeks. We got a lot of callers on the Discord, a lot of callers on the switchboard. We try to get to as many people as we can at the same time running a show. So just hang in there. But we definitely appreciate the patience.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, you're doing a great job. You and CP and Ash, you're
thank
both
you.
Doing a great job.
Thank you, CK, but thank you.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to, first of all, I mean, I've been ecstatic with how this season has played out. You know, this might be the most fun I've had as a fan in years. You know, like the last time we was in the playoffs, that was my senior year of high school, and now it's 8 years later. We're back in the playoffs at the 4 seed. That's completely surpassed my expectations. And this is definitely a fascinating series for me because, you know, I live in Atlanta and I'm going to see the Knicks play the Hawks.
Yeah.
And just a couple of thoughts. Like, first of all, I mean, I feel like this series is probably going to be like at least 6 games, you know, like,
yeah,
it feels very evenly matched, but for me, they really need to like tighten up late in games. And not let, you know, blowing these leads, you know, happen. Because the thing about the Hawks, and I've seen them, like, ever since McMillan took over, they've been much better at finishing games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
So that's a very important X factor.
Big facts.
So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and plus, I mean.
And appreciate the call. Man.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's going to be a dogfight. I think the Knicks can get this done in 6-7. As you said, the Hawks have done a much better job of closing games. They just came off a come-from-behind win over the Wizards in the fourth quarter. They were down 13. And when you have that much firepower between Young, Bogdanovich, Huerter, you have Tony Snell coming back who, you know, can get the Knicks fits. You know, he gets those wide-open three-point looks. He can knock those down. John Collins. They have this is a sneaky good team. They're playing hard and tough under Nate McMillan. And so as you said, Knicks are gonna have to tighten up. No question. Knicks are definitely gonna have to tighten up. All right, couple more before we wrap. I see Angel on the Discord waiting. J Boogie, if you're gonna call in, now's your cue. Because we're gonna go to JJ from Brooklyn up next. JJ, how you doing?
Yo, what's good? How you guys doing?
What's good, bro?
How's everything?
Good.
Chilling. Man, I'm just hyped, man. I can't believe 14. I had this team winning 22 games before the season started. So, shout out to the front office, man, just for changing the culture. You know, RJ and Randall, to me, the key to the season is RJ and Randall's improved three-point shooting. I mean, for Randall to improve his three-point shot by 14%, RJ about 9%,
yeah.
That's just drastic. That rarely happens that quickly. You know, 1 year, just a jump like that, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And on this Knicks-Hawks matchup, it's going to be a great matchup. I know a lot of Knicks fans are talking like this is going to be a walk in the park. You know, no way. If this doesn't go 6 or 7, I'll be shocked. You know, the key, you know, that scares me, the thing that scares me most is Capella. Noel, he's like Mitch. He has trouble with those big throwback centers. And Capella, he could change a game. I think he's gotten like 28 rebounds in a game once.
Yes.
So he could just change the game with his rebounding, and that's going to be tough. We got a team rebound. We need Noel to play, you know, tough. RJ's got to chip in rebounding. Randall, you know, I think we really have to take advantage of Trae Young and Collins defensively. Those guys don't defend at all. Randall, they're not going to let Collins guard him one-on-one, so there's going to be a ton of double teaming, so Collins can't defend Randall. He's got no shot. So Randall, I just want him to be a little quicker, kicking it out when they double team.
Yeah.
You know, at times he holds it too long and he'll turn it over. So this is gonna be a great matchup, man. This is gonna be a really good matchup, man. That team's just loaded.
Yeah.
Capella, Trae Young, Bogdanovich, DeAndre Hunter. So yeah, this is going 6 or 7. I'm gonna say Knicks in 6, and just what a great season, man. I can't wait to get started in the playoffs.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of the weekend.
You too, man. Definitely.
I like that. It rhymes. Knicks in 6.
Yeah, I would say 6-7, but again, this is why this game was so important in locking up home court. You're going to need it. You know, you're going to need it, man, because this team is going to be tough. They're well-balanced.
Mm.
They still have some veteran presence, like I said, with Lou Will there, Gallinari. I didn't even mention Danilo.
Mm.
If he's healthy. I got to check the injury report.
If he's Gallinari.
If he's around. I got to double-check if Gallinari is still there. But, yeah, this is a team that cannot be overlooked.
I was sad when we had to let Gallinari go.
Yeah, that was my guy.
That was a sad day for me. Yeah. I wasn't happy about that at all. 100%. I know it had to happen, but
yeah,
I wasn't thrilled about it.
That was my guy, man. I was hoping he would have been like, you know, we were always looking for the next kid to draft that was going to be, you know, a good player, all-star level caliber player. And I thought, you know, Gallinari had a chance. He was just borderline. He was always borderline. But he played tough. He played hard. Had a good three-point shot. And, you know, but when the Melo trade came, he just had to do it. So he's looking healthy. He's coming off the bench. You got Lou Williams there, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, Huerter, Solomon Hill. He's another tough guy. You know, on the defensive end, he can knock down a three for you. So
somebody says that Gallinari still has a Knicks tattoo. Is that true?
Does he? I gotta look into that.
That would be hilarious.
I gotta look into that.
I definitely gotta see if that's real or not.
Yeah, I gotta check in on that. Salute to the Rooster. That's what they used to call him as, the Rooster. So yeah, man. Salute to him. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. All right, let's do this giveaway. And then we're gonna, you know what? Let me get Will from Uptown Harlem World, and then we're gonna close with Angel. Will, what's good, man? There's a lot of commotion going on. What's going on? Will.
Yo,
Willie, are you there?
CP, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
What's good, man? We've been waiting on you, man. Hope everything is good, bro.
What's good? Yeah, man, I've been holding on for hours. See, y'all got me again today. But I'm here, man. Listen. I just got a few things to say real quick.
Yeah.
Good season, fourth seed. I appreciate that. But today's game, bro, down the stretch, we got to do better, man. We got to do better. Julius Randle in that trap because he knows that's mm-hmm. what Atlanta's going to do. I told you I want this matchup. I need to win. We got to win. So he got to be ready for the trap, bro. He got to be ready for the trap. I'm hyped. I'm down here. I'm ready. Let's get it. Knicks Fan TV all day. Ashley, I appreciate you, too. You came in. You doing your thing. But we here. Like you say, we Let's here.
Go. Let's go.
We here.
Let's go, man. Appreciate you, Will. Tune in
Let's
playoffs,
get
man.
It. Let's get it.
Thanks a lot, bro.
That's right. Knicks Fan TV. I got my Grits t-shirt coming, too, baby.
Okay.
New York Grits. I got it coming.
No doubt. No doubt, man. Appreciate it, man. Thanks
yes,
for supporting
sir.
Us, bro. Thanks for supporting
All right. I'm here. Y'all love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Fans always throw us an alley on the segues, man, because just like that, we're going to give away the New York Grit tee right now.
Did we trademark that? Because...
No.
You know.
Not yet. Things are coming at breakneck speed, Ash. You know, it's kind of difficult.
I said it on the show. We should have trademarked it. We're not playing this right.
We should have, man. We should have. All right. Let me just pull this up. And we got Angel coming through as well. Angel checking in. All right. Let's go. Angel's up. Angel, what's going on, bro? Angel, are you with us? Should be. Takes a little while.
What's good, bro?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
How you feeling? How you feeling, brother?
Hey, man. Four seed in the East. Playoffs. It's a new day. Let's go.
Right. I'm definitely feeling it, man. Shout out to you, bro, and to the queen. You are the GOAT with that dress on, Ash. Like, I got to give you some love. Cause you guys
it's not
hear me,
dress,
good?
It's just a shirt, but thank you.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, man. First things first, hit that thumbs up for your boys. And can you guys hear me?
Yeah. You good. You good to go.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't get mad at that guy from Japan, you know. That had me laughing. But we already know who the queen belongs to, so it's no need for me to you know, put the foot down because we already know what's going on. And Ash, I got a bone to pick with you, man. You be handing everything by yourself. This is why you got the gold simp. You got the king right here. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. So I just got to throw that out there. But, hey, listen, man, you know, 4 seed, you know, I'm happy. You know, obviously, you know, it's not the way we wanted it to be because it was a lot harder than what it should have been. But, you know, this is what the Knicks are, man. You know, they never make it easy. And, you know, we just got to appreciate what we do have. You know, the last couple of years, it's been really hard as a Knicks fan, man. And I'm just happy that, you know, we're actually showing progress. You know, even when you look at the future, you know, we got all our picks. We got all the cash, you know. And we built a reputation that, hey, it's okay to come to New York, you know. And that's what we needed, man. So this season right here was really big as a franchise, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time. Now, I feel like we should beat Atlanta, but the keys to this series right here, and I think everybody would agree with this, we know the bench is going to do good. We know Julius Randle is going to hold it down. But RJ Barrett, man, this is where the money's at, man, because I believe in you. The Queen believes in you. And, you know, this is going to be a RJ Barrett series, man, because Atlanta, they're tough. But let me tell you something. They've been playing a lot of easy teams. They ain't playing New York. Now you got to deal with us for 7 games, and I think we're going to pull it through, but it starts with game one, you know. And shout out to Dave, shout out to RS, shout out to everybody that's in the chat. You know, to be honest, you know, I'm from Philly, and there ain't a lot of Knicks fans, you know, but ever since I joined the Knicks Fan TV show, you know, I feel like I'm family now, you know, and I think it was just meant to be, you know, and it's one game at a time, man. Yeah. I'm really happy, you know, and we're going to see what happens, man. It's going to be a big series. You know, we're going to have to, you know, play some defense because these boys can shoot, you know. So rebounding is going to be key. You know, the officiating, obviously that's going to be key. And, you know, us making buckets, man. And, you know, as a Knicks fan, I've never been to a Knicks game, you know. Mm-hmm. And now that seeing this team do so well, you know, hey, man, you know, I'm definitely going to go to a game soon, you know, and okay. Hopefully I can meet you guys one day and we can all go to a game. It'll be my treat, you know, because you guys have done a lot for me as well. And, you know, I definitely got to show you guys love, man, and I appreciate you guys. And let's go Knicks, man. Let's go beat Atlanta, man. Let's start with game one.
Yes, sir.
And as always, man, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call, Angel. All right. I was told J Boogie was in the Discord. Dave, is he in the Discord or oh, he's on. Okay, he's on the switchboard. All right, so let me get over to him. He went old school on us, no doubt. He went back to the essence. It's only right because that's how he started. It's only right. So let's get to him. The closer, ladies and gentlemen, J Boogie from North Carolina in the building. J Boogie, what's going on, bro?
Salute, 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 man. Salute, salute, salute. 3 capital S's, then 3 more capital S's. God bless everybody that's been watching and following the Knicks Fan TV show. God bless everybody that's been holding on, staying loyal and legit to the New York Knicks, man. We salute you in every form and fashion. It is in the way of the New York Knicks life. God bless you. God bless my man, CP, the young AKA Fred Williams, the young AKA Lloyd Banks. Shout out to my homegirl, Ashley, the AKA the young Mariah Carey, AKA the young Sade, AKA the young Kim Fields. All them names I don't nickname all throughout the season, man. Shout out to y'all. God bless you. Shout out to CK2K. God bless you, man. The young Jim Kelly, the young Tony Yayo, and shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Jay Ellis, the young Jim Brown, everybody that's been a part of this situation the whole time, you know what I'm saying, we've been rocking, you know what I'm saying, believing and having the faith. Shout out to Angel, you know what I'm saying? You get ready to get you some tickets. Matter of fact, get your money together because I'm predicting the future. Get your money together for the Philly because we coming to Philly, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about the game today. You know why? That's past news. That's old news, you know what I'm saying? Let the haters talk about that. Yeah. We over and done with the season. Guess what? Get your tickets. Get your seats. Get your popcorn. Get your meals. Get your jerseys. Get your all types of New York logos. Anything you want to rock on your booth. get ready. First home game, you know what I'm saying? In years and years and years, we get ready to take on the Atlanta Hawks. We welcome you from A-Town all the way to New York. Big up, big up, big up, you know what I'm saying, to the home office. All up before that, big up to James Dolan. Big up to Leon Rose, the Dice Man. Big up to Tom Thibodeau, a.k.a. the White Shadow. Big up to Julius Randle, a.k.a. the Black Messiah. Big up to the nine guard, RJ, you know what I'm saying? And big up to the rookies, to the veterans, everybody that's on this New York Knicks wave, everybody that's been rocking with us the whole season. Here we go. We going to the playoffs, you know? And I got us knocking Atlanta off, you know what I'm saying? Handling our business, strapping up, playing defense all the way locked down since account. I don't care about little meat, that little road runner. He come through the paint, put him down, you know what I'm saying? He don't want none of that physical content, you know what I'm saying? So I don't care nothing about him, nothing about none of them other players, you know what I'm saying? I look for us to handle our business. They don't play no D, nothing like that. They saw. I look for us to go and take over this whole series quick, fast, in a hurry, handle our business, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Julius Randle getting player of the week. Big up to Julius Randle getting player of the month. I know you need to be a part of that, you know what I'm saying, that NBA team at the end of the year, man. I love our situation. I love what's going on. I've been calling. I've been saying what was going on. And shout out to the best board man it is in the game, Super Dave. He always talks to me one-on-one. Either he call me or I call him, man. I love that dude, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't never even seen him. I ain't even seen his face. I don't even know what he look like. But I know what he talk like. I know what he sound like, you know what I'm saying? And I know his heart. Your heart is more important to me than anything it is in the world, you know what I'm saying? Just like the end of Godzilla and the King Kong. Yeah, he stepped on his chest, but at the end, guess what? He saluted King Kong for saving his life, man. So I salute real heart people, you know what I'm saying? Just to throw that little method out. Shout out to Chuck D. Shout out to Lloyd Banks. Shout out to all the people that's been rocking. Yo, shout out to Karen, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the podcast. Shout out to anybody who ain't never had a shout out, you know what I'm saying? We don't never forget you, man. We love, man. Appreciate, man. Let's go, man. I'm hungry. Let's go get this money, man. We need it, man. It's our turn, man. We about to handle our business, man. Shout out to my brother. We just finished doing the move and everything, you know what I'm saying? And on this Sunday, shout out to everybody, man. God bless you all, man. Stay healthy and safe, man. Remember my logo, man. Fathers, love your kids. Mothers, love your kids. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. If your boyfriend and girlfriend, start building and elevate for the future. Put a ring on it. If you love her like that, everybody keep their household solidified, man. Protect yourself and love yourself. That thing is out here. I don't care about the vaccine. Stay healthy and stay safe, man. I love you, man. Appreciate life. And I see you game one, man. After this right here, I'm going on playoff. Take timeout management. Not low, because we in the building. God bless you, man. Jay Boogie.
Let's go. Let's go. Throw a five in the chat. The J Boogie closing the regular season on a Sunday, Ash. Go figure.
And the church said amen. I agree with it. Also, if you like it, you better put a ring on it. I agree. If you like it, you better put a ring on it.
Fellas in the chat.
That one I felt in my soul.
I hope the fellas are listening. J Boogie on a Sunday drops a five-star regular season closing sermon, and it's only right because Jay Boogie called in and said he was going for top eight, forget the play-in, and here we are, 41-31, an outstanding season across the board for everybody who's contributed to these wins, and they deserve it. You know, four seed in the East, they deserve it, and so they take a week off and get ready for a dogfight. This is a new territory for everybody. For RJ, for Julius. Well, not, you know, obviously for the vets, for Taj and for D-Rose, they've been here. That's good. I think that'll serve this team well. They played in these big games, these pressure cooker situations. Julius and RJ, we got to see how they navigate through this thing. You know, how do we handle the point guard rotation with Elford, with Burks and Rose and get those guys in and out of there? What will IQ's role be? How do we insert Frank into this thing? How does Noel hold it down against Capella? You know, it's going to be a dogfight, man. Obviously, I like our chances, but it's going to be a dogfight. And if they win this series, they will have earned it, no doubt about it. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all the diamond rings in the chat. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
There you go, Ash. There you go.
Multiple rings. Virtual, but I'll take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So, without further ado, let's send someone home with some merch. If you guys are ready in the chat, we're going to rip the cord off the giveaway. Salute my guy Steve Verner, who created the design, the New York Grit tees. We got them in blue, black, navy blue, all of that. So salute my guy Steve. And here we go. Let's go. We're gonna rip the cord off this thing, man. Let's go here. Where'd I go? Oh, here we go. Okay, the winner is Tomas Alejandro is the winner of the New York Grit t-shirt for the playoffs. Congratulations to Tomas Alejandro. Ash, great show. Let's go ahead and sign out.
So, as usual, guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Fall In with Ash Nicole New York. We're here. We got a nice little 5-day rest, which is much needed for our guys. And then it's back to business, back to the garden. We're winning. I'm calling it now. We're winning that series. We're taking that series. Knicks and six. I like the way that sounds. And I will be in the city during the best time that there possibly can be during the city. So hopefully I run into some of you guys. And also, I will be on SNY tonight at 11, talking about the Knicks, talking about that other team. But that's okay. We don't got to mention them. But it's all about the Knicks on SNY tonight, at least where I'm concerned. So make sure you guys tune in for that. And I will see you soon.
Yes, sir. Great job as usual, Ash. And salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. 96-92, was it easy? It was definitely a cardiac situation, but Knicks got the job done, did what they needed to do, got the fourth seed in the East, and they prepared for the Atlanta Hawks going in to next week. Let me make sure Dave, what's Dave saying? The people want to redraw, because Tomas is not in the chat.
Yikes.
All right, well, you know what? I gotta give the people what they want, Ash. We gotta give the people what they want.
I'm confused. Some people are saying he's here.
Is he in the chat or is he not in the chat?
Let me see. I can go ahead and see. What's his Twitter name?
His Twitter name is, his YouTube name is, let me double check. Cisco Alejandro. Cisco. Are you in the building?
Cisco the rapper or?
Cisco CIS.
No, he's here.
Yeah, he's in there. So, that's that, man. What he got it. So, either way, couple things. Number one, this show is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Go out and get your lawnmower 4.0. Also, go to AngieWatts.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off Smitty's Beard Essentials. Remember, the show is available in audio podcast format, all the major podcast platforms on the Knicks Fan TV. Tomorrow, as Ash said, should be on SNY tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Tomorrow, I'll be on SNY with Ian Begley and Chris Williamson at 4 o'clock, 4 Eastern, on SNY's YouTube. We'll be doing a playoff roundtable, so make sure you tune into that. And then in the evening time, John Smelk, WFAN's John Smelk, will join me for a Knicks and Hawks preview. So make sure you guys tune into that as well. We got Alan Hahn coming through Tuesday for a Knicks and Hawks preview. And a couple other surprises as the week goes on. So make sure you guys keep it locked here. You know where to find us. Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans. Let me close with saluting some Super Chats. Definitely want to shout out. Liggy sends in a Austrian Super Chat, I believe this is. What a great season. Thanks, Knicks Fan TV, for the best content on the net. Hashtag All72, time to go to war. Atlanta, we are coming. Watch law from Australia. I said Australia. Jose Fernandez, we definitely appreciate it. He says, NY, we here, 4 seed, and I love it. You got to believe, this feels so amazing. Why not us? Hashtag orange and blue, hashtag NY we here, hashtag let's go Knicks, and hashtag beat the Hawks, hashtag NY forever. Rhyme Animal Chuck D sends a super chat, says Big 15, but Knicks Nation is the 16th player. this has been one of the greatest seasons ever. Salute to KFTV, Sepia Franchise, Ash, CK, all the creators filling the 10,000 seats in the virtual garden, 41 and 31. And that's right, the Knicks Fan TV documentary is on the way. That should be releasing this week as well. So be on the lookout for that. We'll be premiering it on the channel. Shout out to Bees Noriega. He says, New York Knicks hated by many, loved by few, respect by all, playoff ready, we up. Stanley Carnage into Super Chat says, let's go Knicks. Happy for the four seed. Send Alfred to Haiti for two mangoes and a goat. Shout out all my Haitian Knicks fans. Tibbs coach of the year. Lash, appreciate you. Trap B. Ryan sends a super chat, says Peyton gets blocked every game. You can set your watch to it. Paul Robinson sends a super chat. He says, Knicks in five, hashtag Knicks set. Shout out Q-Tip once again. Rags Morales, appreciate it. Carlos Pena says, did you see the weight gain tweeted by Mitch? 270 plus pounds. Is it cap? No, he probably did gain weight if he wasn't working out on that foot, so I'm sure that's possible. But, you know, listen, these guys have the best strength and conditioning coaches, best trainers, best nutritionists. I'm sure he could work that off. Shout out my guy, The Entertainer, says a super chat. He says, congrats, my man. Been a long time for Knicks fans. Now let's go take down the Hawks. Lorenzo D228 says, Knicks gave me my B-Day gift by winning and clinching home court. Salute to Lorenzo. Definitely appreciate you. Happy birthday. Kenny Williams, appreciate it. He says, Peyton playing like he's about to get a pink slip. Lord Barker Rock, appreciate it. I got these. And that is it. Hey, great show, everybody. We'll check you guys this week, man. As I said, be on the lookout for all that content. Great show, Ash. We out of here.